Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's a 20-year member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. And he's been there for a long time. He's earned his stripes. And we turn to him on a regular basis to keep us posted on what's going on out there with the scenarios where other people are taking our money and spending it, and we don't have a say all the time. Hey, Pete, welcome back.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. The National Taxpayers Union folks works hard every day to make sure that you and I pay every nickel of tax we should and not one penny more. Hey, Pete, one of the things that's interesting you guys are tracking these days is local municipalities, maybe even some states, are having challenges with revenue. Because a lot of people are off work. You know, when people are unemployed, they don't pay taxes like they did. And some of the municipalities that you guys are tracking, they're trying to get around that, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are, Jim. And of course, in states where you have businesses that have been closed by government order, that only compounds matters because. Right. They're not making money either. They're not paying local income taxes. They're having trouble meeting property tax bills, and governments are trying to get creative. And there's an interesting case going on right now in the state of Ohio. Many folks who live in Ohio know this, but if you don't, Ohio has one of the more complex local income tax systems in the country, almost 850 jurisdictions separately levying income taxes. Well,
so a local group have their own income tax.
Yes, 848.
not just state income tax, not just federal income tax. And we're not talking about some kind of a property tax or an asset tax or whatever. This is an income tax for that city or that county.
Yes, Wow. Exactly. And here's the problem, and it's an interesting one. The state recently passed an emergency order essentially saying, okay, if a given business is having remote workers, and the business is located in one jurisdiction, the workers are located in another, well, the business is supposed to pay taxes in the jurisdiction where it's located and withhold taxes from their remote workers at whatever rate the business's local jurisdiction is. Well, that's creating some disparities, and in steps of
what about double taxation? I mean, if an employee lives in one township, so to speak, does that township come after them for taxes as well as the employer on the other side? Could they be doubling up over there?
Well, see, they're not supposed to do that, but we have to be on guard for precisely that thing. And
Those are famous last words, Pete. The government is not supposed to do that.
That's right.
That's pretty. Hey, Pete, I'll do the jokes here.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, unfortunately, that's why I've had job security the past 32 years.
Right.
So, but there are now three employees with a think tank in Columbus, Ohio, who are saying, wait a minute. We're having income tax taken out of our paychecks at the Columbus, Ohio tax rate. We have not worked in the city of Columbus since March when the entire economy got locked down. We're working from our homes where the income taxes are lower than the city of Columbus. So why are we having money taken out of our paycheck for a place we haven't set foot in for 5 months now?
Right.
And
which that government prevented them from coming back to.
Yes. And see,
mandated. See, that was the point that I made when they started mandating everybody stay home. I said, okay, how are you going to still mandate me that I pay taxes?
Yes.
How do you reconcile that?
That's the important question here. You know, same thing with local property taxes. If a business is forced to close its doors, why are businesses getting bills for property taxes for times when the government forced them to remain closed? Homeowners are asking the same question now with their school property taxes. If their kids can't go back to school and there's no decent remote learning program, why are they paying property taxes for the service they're not getting?
This is a debate that's going to continue, folks, and pay attention. This may be happening right where you are right now, and it's not going to stop as we continue to work from home. Quick break, right back with Pete Sepp, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.